AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 73-year-old reserve Tulsa County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Bates has been booked on a manslaughter charge and released on bond in the shooting death of Eric Harris earlier this month. Bates' lawyer says his client, who has been active in the Tulsa community for years, is suddenly being vilified.
They've taken the fact that this man has been good to the community and has been benevolent to the community and has been a great citizen for our town and made it something bad or sinister.
An investigator says Bates mistook his pistol for a stun gun when he shot Harris. A 20-year-old former student at a North Carolina community college has been arrested in Daytona Beach, Florida, hours after he was accused of having killed a print shop operator at the school. Goldsboro Police Sergeant Jeremy Sutton says Kenneth Morgan Stancil III went to the shop yesterday morning with every intention of killing Ron Lane.
I can say with confidence that Mr. Stancil had a calculated plan, and he in fact carried out that plan.
Police say they are investigating the shooting as a possible hate crime. While they are not elaborating further on that, Lane's supervisor at the college says he was gay. Yemen's al-Qaeda branch says its top cleric has been killed in a drone attack. The Saudi national, who had been held at Guantanamo until 2006, had a $5 million bounty on his head. Soul legend Percy Sledge is dead at 74.
Percy Sledge went from working in cotton fields to creating the first number one song for the Muscle Shoals scene with When a Man Loves a Woman. Sledge also had hits with It Tears Me Up, Warm and Tender Love, and Take Time to Know Her. Sledge said at his 2005 Rock Hall induction, there were no bad remakes of his songs.
Whenever anybody sang Percy Sledge's song, any song, not only When a Man Loves a Woman, and they sang it from their heart, from the way they feel themselves, then they should have a good time with it.
This is AP Radio News. Computerized health records all across the country are being stolen.
Thieves or hackers are getting millions of patient names, addresses, social security numbers, and information on the nature of the person's medical problems. The study from Kaiser Permanente is in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which says some patients are now reluctant to give doctors sensitive information about mental health problems and substance abuse, for example, because they fear hackers will find out about it. The study didn't examine what the bad guys are doing with the information, but experts say they may be trying to get medical services fraudulently. I'm Rita Foley.
A Florida truck driver has been in a Pennsylvania jail for 4 days because he can't pay part of the $17,000 fine he got for an overrate rig. Police say the driver was arrested for driving his 40-ton rig on a road with a 10-ton limit. You think he mistook it for another one that's okayed for that weight. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.